after not getting a lot of action in the first period, did you like staying focused and trying to stay focused?
Yeah, you know, it's always difficult when you're not seeing as many shots, but like I said, I've said before, you know, you kind of get energy from watching the guys work so hard in the other zone and really take it to them in the first period. So it's easy to take, stay in the game when you're just enjoying it and watching your other team or your own team battle in the offensive zone.
What is it about Boston that you like playing against?
I don't know. I think it just kind of happens that, you know, I end up having games against them with lots of shots and I'm able to make some saves. And, you know, the guys battle really hard in front. But, you know, it's always fun when you play against a former organization. You know, it gives you a little bit of, you know, a little bit more motivation to, you know, bear down, make the saves, and especially when you know guys on the other team, you really don't want them to score, so it always makes it fun.
Did you see the pressure or their game change as the game went on?
Yeah, you know, they had a really slow first period, and just like any team in the NHL, they're going to come out harder the next two periods, and they did, and, you know, we did a great job of limiting their chances, knowing that they're going to come, and we just played our system all game, and, you know, we've done a good job in third periods lately, closing it, other teams out and shutting them down, and, you know, we know they're going to get chances, but it's just limiting them.
Did you recognize any defensemen in front of you, and what were your thoughts on how they played?
You know, I thought all our D played great tonight. You know, Pards made some great plays. You know, Buff had some big block shots. You know, everyone pitched in a little bit and did their role, you know. And that's exactly what we need. We don't need guys to do more than they have to. We just need everyone to play their game, and that's exactly what we did tonight.
Thanks, Mike.